107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's here. He's got so many great shows coming up. Another busy summer. Michael Bannerman with Upside of Maybe. Michael, good to see you.
Hey, Jamie. Great to be here. Thanks.
Michael, you've got another show coming up this Friday. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. We're out at the Stratford Perth Museum on Friday night, and it is going to be a whole lot of fun. We are going to be doing basically pretty much the whole new album, Sinners and Saints. And we've got a few other bands there that are joining us. It's going to be, it's going to be a great time.
Okay, yep. So we got the Thundering Velvet Band is one of the features.
Yeah,
bands.
So they're starting to play out a fair bit, but a bunch of local guys. Most folks will know them to see them. When you see them on stage, they've been in a lot of bands, and there's a lot of, what's the right word, history there.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then what I'm actually really excited about, too, is we have a group called Generation X from West Perth Village in Mitchell.
Okay.
So that is the nursing home, the long-term care home up there. They have a great little band that's up there, and I was talking with them. I said, hey, do you got to come out and do a couple of songs? And so they actually have a bus coming, and they're bringing the guys out, and they're gonna do a couple of tunes. So they also have a great history of a lot of good music. So it is going to be a really fun night, and people are going to definitely want to come out and enjoy it.
Okay, yeah. For sure. So it's at the Stratford Perth Museum. Is it outdoors on the...
It is. So it's their outdoor theater there, and if you've ever been there, it's a gorgeous little theater. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Like, you bring a blanket and some lawn chairs, and the sun kind of sets just perfect. The stars come out, and on a perfect night, it's everything you'd want in an outdoor show, so...
All right, so tickets are available now?
Yeah, they're you can get them online at the museum website.
Sure.
$20, it's really just to cover expenses, and we're trying to make it affordable for everybody.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Another great show, another great concert featuring Upside of Maybe, and you have new music out.
Yes, we got the new album out. It's been doing absolutely amazing. We've been really, really thrilled with how, in all honesty, we'd be back on the road if we were a little younger. We've got radio stations playing it across the country, and we got invited to a UK festival this year that we unfortunately had to turn down, but I just wrote them back yesterday to say we can't make it work, but it is fun. It's fun to know you still got it sometimes, so.
Okay, well, let's talk about the new album. Let's talk about the music.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's kind of it's a bit of a folk album, really, in a way that, like, when you listen to it, it's definitely rock. We've got some electric guitars in there, but it starts out really folk. It's a story, storyteller's album, really.
Okay.
It kind of takes
you on. It's a little different
for
Upside of Me.
It is a little bit, yeah. And what's really different, it's got a couple, like, when I say storytelling, we call it Sinners and Saints because the stories are just people we've met on our adventures or things that caught us. So we've got, there's a story called The Girl's Got Rhythm, and it's a girl we met who's a professional washboard player down in New Orleans, right? So there's a tune about her. There's actually a few tunes out of New Orleans. The other one is called The Axeman of New Orleans. And that's, we've never written anything quite so dark, but it's actually about a serial killer who back in the 1800s was called the Axeman, and he just came out and he actually revitalized the music community down there by saying, listen, the only way you will not become one of my victims is, this might be too dark for radio, I don't know, but I'll tell it anyways. So what happens is if you're not out dancing to live music on a Tuesday night, then you could possibly be one of my victims. So he revitalized, if you had a band or you were a singer, you were booked on Tuesdays, and so it's a great story, and then he just sort of vanished, and so there's all this question about who he was, whether he was a musician just trying to get things going, or whether it was the mafia, or it had all sorts of great stuff.
Oh my god!
So that was material for one of it. We've got the tune that's been doing really well, though. It's called Boys from the North, and I think partially it resonates with the political culture right now a little bit, but it's also it's just my brother and I sat down and kind of penciled some stuff out of it, wrote it, and it just kind of highlights how great it is to be Canadian and a kid growing up in the North. So
nice.
So there's a lot of neat stuff on it, and It does. It takes a little bit of a musical journey. There's some gospel. We use the gospel choir from London, and they appeared with us. We had the Vaudevillains. They also appeared with us and did some washboard stuff. And there's some neat appearances on there. And of course, Ali Matthews is on it as well. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's available now. Are there physical copies, or how can people?
There are physical copies. Yet we released it in March, just on online. And but we are going to do some vinyl run of it.
Oh, wow.
It's done really well. So we're thrilled just thrilled with how it's been going. So
very cool. So yeah. They can go to the website for
if you go to the website, any place you listen to music, just look up Upside of Maybe, Sinners and Saints, and it'll pop up
right there. It's available online, yeah. That sort of thing. So we look forward to the show coming up June 6th. Can we do a shout out for the band who's currently part of Upside of Maybe?
Yeah, we got Troy Lockyer on drums, and his wife Angela has been doing sound for us too. I want to do a shout out for her because she's been doing a great job. I don't know if it's her idea of a hot date yet, but she comes out and does sound. And then of course my brother on accordion and keyboards. So that's Scott Bannerman. We've got our bass player John Monroe and Andy Horrocks on electric guitar. And Andy's the newest member. He's been with us now we just celebrated his 1 year anniversary with us, but he's added a whole new energy and edge as well. And so it's lots of fun playing with him.
Awesome.
He also did a lot of the production work on the album as well. So he's got a studio, home studio that we used to record it. And great. He's got a history as well. He's worked with Northern Pikes and a lot of really fun bands. So yeah, it's great to be working with him so much.
Very cool. Well, Michael, rest that voice because we want you in top form for this Friday. Any other shows coming up? You're going to have another busy summer, I am sure.
Yes, it is going to be busy. After next week, we're heading to Mount Forest for a big fundraiser for the hospital there. Off the top of my head, I can't think of all of them.
So many shows.
Yeah, some that we're really looking forward. We're going to do two nights back to back at the CNE this year, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, that'll be great. And so we're looking forward to that one. And we're also going to Aurelia. They've got a music series going on up there, and we're going to do a concert right on the lake up there. So that's going to be a nice one as well. So, but yeah, there's a lot of great shows coming. I think last year we had to turn down 45 shows just over the summer.
I can imagine because you and the band are constantly playing. It's great to see so many shows like throughout the area. You know, not afraid to travel, if you will. You're here, there, and everywhere, which is awesome.
No England though.
Yeah, not this time, next time for sure. And again, a big thank you for you and the band, because you do a lot of charity work as well. You're helping out with a lot of great causes through the year.
We really it is part of our kind of vision statement, if you will, to be community minded. We're always trying to everywhere we go, we're selling people on how great Stratford is. And we are we're just always about my phone's going.
See, people are just calling in saying fabulous band Upside of Maybe.
That's what it is.
It's another booking.
Yes. Sorry. No, we are very community minded, and we absolutely love to help folks out if we can and make a difference. And it's just the way
it's just what you and your brother and the band, it's what it's all about. Upside of Maybe. Again, the show is set for this Friday, that's June 6th, with Thundering Velvet Band and a special guest Generation X, and it's all happening at Stratford Perth Museum. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. In the meantime, just head to the website, Upside of Maybe.
UpsideMaybe.com or Facebook is where we tend to hang out. So yeah, we're that generation.
Yeah, and lots of videos. You guys are posting lots of videos too, which is awesome. So again, continued success. Michael Bannerman. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.